As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
Hello and welcome to Front and Nationwide. This is The Athletic's dedicated Blue Jackets podcast. Aaron Portzine with you on a rainy Wednesday, Columbus, Ohio. This is what I've grown up with, just sort of knowing and remembering as Thanksgiving weather. It's enough to make you want to throw the pigskin outside. Allison Lucan is here. Hello, Allison.
Hello. I'm thankful it's not snow.
Give it time. Well, we're changing course here a little bit on this podcast. It's not going to be like another podcast you've heard, at least from us. Hopefully it can be pointed, and hopefully it's something that helps kind of get you into the mood of the holidays, because here they are. I have trouble remembering what day, what week, what month it is. But nothing quite gets you recalibrated, I think, like the holidays. These are difficult times in the world today. The COVID-19 pandemic has taken more than 250,000 lives just in this country, nearly 1.5 million people worldwide. The Blue Jackets acknowledged yesterday that several players have tested positive, and so the off-ice workouts were shelved last week. The dressing room, locker room, all of that stuff has been closed. It's closed this week, again, as scheduled. People across this country are unemployed. Kids are in and out of school, out of their social groups, and depression, no surprise, is skyrocketing. It is Thanksgiving, but our families in many cases can't be together. Just in our little cut of the world, the NHL is not playing because of the pandemic, and it's unclear when they're going to start for even another reason. Yes, a labor fight. Owners have asked the players to rework the memorandum of understanding that was reached just 4 months ago, along with the CBA, and so now the sides aren't currently talking, and who knows when the season's going to start. The legendary R-Bar, a Columbus institution, is struggling to keep its doors open after losing all that playoff revenue last spring and the regular season revenue this fall. Allison, when your hospitals are too crowded and your schools, gymnasiums, and sports cathedrals like Nationwide Arena are sitting empty, that is a sign of a sick and sad society. But there is always hope. There's always a reason to be thankful. And we spent the last few days gathering thoughts from Blue Jackets players, management, and some other friends of this program and around the league, around the hockey world, really, asking them to share their thankful thoughts with us as we come into one of the great holidays on the calendar. I think everybody has Thanksgiving in their top two. No matter what your religion or Creed is. It's such a favorite for so many people. So we're going to read to you. Some of them are audio. One person's is audio. Most were sent via text or email. You'll recognize who they're from for sure. In some cases, these are current players or staff, and in some cases, they're long ago players that are people that you may really enjoy hearing from. So I'll go first. Allison, we're going to go back and forth here with messages that we've gleaned from people around the hockey world. The first is from Blue Jackets coach John Tortorella. And Torts made it pretty clear. I'm not doing a video. No, John, this is words. We just need words. So here's Don Tortorella's message. My family and I are thankful for many things. First and foremost, our frontline warriors. Our doctors, nurses, and first responders who are fighting COVID to keep us safe. Our distinguished men and women of all military services that give us our freedoms. These men and women are fearless and totally selfless to allow us to live our lives free. The mindset and mental toughness they show daily is totally awesome. Second, we are so fortunate to have our family both safe and healthy. Third, we are thankful that a new leadership group is going to take over the fight against this worldwide pandemic.
Awesome. Next up, hallowed Blue Jacket Rick Nash, who shared with us, I am thankful for my family, our kids, and I'm thankful that we are all healthy, especially at a time when so many are not. I'm thankful for being a dad and being able to spend quality time with my kids. I am thankful that I was able to live out my dream of becoming a professional hockey player, playing in the NHL, playing overseas, playing in the Olympics, and winning 2 gold medals. Millions of kids have had those types of dreams, and I will always be grateful that mine came true. I am also thankful for Columbus, being drafted by the Blue Jackets, coming here as an 18-year-old, living out my dream, meeting my wife, making our home here, and being able to return to the team in a management role. I am very lucky and thankful for all of that.
We go from one captain to another. Nick Foligno says, I am thankful for our frontline workers first and foremost. We owe a lot to the people who have sacrificed so much during this pandemic. I guess I'm most thankful for the opportunity to be with my family at a time when I know that's not the case for so many. I realize how lucky I am with the position I'm in to get to enjoy the time with them and watch and experience my kids growing up. I've realized by being around lately how much I miss out on, and so I'm thankful for these moments. From a terrible situation for so many, I've been fortunate enough to be given this time with them, and I don't take it for granted or lose sight of the world around me. Also, as always, and as you know full well, I'm thankful for my family's health, and I appreciate that more than anything. Wishing everyone a great Thanksgiving, Nick Foligno.
And we go from the team's leader on the ice to the team's leader in the front office, Jarmo Kekäläinen, who shared with us, I am thankful for the continued health for my family. I am thankful for some great friendships I've developed over the years. I am thankful for all the opportunities life has given me to live my dream. I am grateful for my parents who got my opportunity started, and I'm grateful for my wife who has given me love and 2 wonderful daughters.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Now here's a blast from the past, and the hardest part about reading this one is going to be not doing my George Matthews imitation. George Matthews, play-by-play voice of the Blue Jackets for the first 15 years of the franchise. He is a beauty. And Allison, you know, I don't think he can address anybody without calling them big fella, big dog, or big cat. It's somewhere along the line. So I'm reading it from him initially, and I'm thinking, oh, he's got to get to it. He's got to get to it. And then he did at the end. So here we go. I'm thankful on a couple of fronts here, Aaron. One, thankful for the 13 years in Columbus working for the Blue Jackets. Great city, great fan base, and being able to establish lifetime friendships with some of the team's fan base and media personalities that covers Ohio's NHL franchise. Two, very fortunate to be able to retire in Canada's smallest province, PEI, that is Prince Edward Island. Strong quality of life. Winter has to be dealt with, yes. Oh, I almost did it. I almost did the imitation right there. But if there was no winter, I couldn't afford to live here. Plus, the government of the province follows the science in its direction as far as COVID-19 is considered. And we've been very fortunate to this date of having very few cases, despite the numbers showing otherwise, in many other areas of North America. Hoping in the East Coast of Canada that Ohioans get through this upcoming holiday season as safe as possible. Stay and play safe, Ohio. Thinking everyone has this on their list, but I would like to add family and health. Without these two, nothing else really matters. Have a great Thanksgiving with your family, big dog.
That's perfect. Well, we did have to make sure we included our friends on the media side. And Brian Giesenslog, beloved Brian Giesenslog, our Fox Sports Ohio desk man of voice and narration, had this to say. Thankful for the unique experience of spending a couple of weeks in the summer at Nationwide working with our Blue Jackets broadcast crew. He's speaking of the playoffs there, obviously. What a blast. He's hopeful about getting back together with those folks and everyone else sometime in the not too distant future. And on the personal side, having been hockey free in the fall has given him another unique experience, much like Nick Foligno shared, a lot of extra time with the family. In summary, Brian is thankful for good health, a new day-to-day routine, and new memories made that we otherwise would have never known. Happy Thanksgiving and all the best to you as well, Porty, and to all of our extended Blue Jackets family.
Excellent. We go back into the dressing room here. Blue Jackets forward Cam Atkinson says, I'm thankful for my family that supports me and takes care of me. I'm thankful for the game of hockey that keeps me young and allows me to chase my dream of winning a Stanley Cup. Also puts me in a position, a platform to change people's lives by giving back to people that are in need. Happy Thanksgiving.
Awesome. Josh Flynn, assistant general manager, shared his Thanksgiving thoughts with us. At this time of year, I'm always thankful for the joy in my life, for my family, for getting to fulfill my dreams and be one of the lucky ones who gets to work in the NHL doing something that I love. But this year, in special focus for me, is that I'm thankful for my health and for the perspective that this year has brought. This has been a year like no other, and I've become more appreciative of the smaller things in life and the things that are easy to take for granted.
Awesome. Here's Blue Jackets defenseman Zach Werenski. I'm very thankful for family and friends, and most importantly, health, for not only myself, but for them as well. I am thankful for my dog, Bo. He's changed. Allison, what kind of dog is Bo, do we know?
A golden doodle.
Okay, sorry. Golden doodle. He's changed a lot for me in a good way and always puts a smile on my face. I'm very thankful to be able to play the game I love every day in a great city in front of great fans. I'm very thankful that during this tough time in the world, I've been able to be home and be around my family and spend quality time with them. I'm also very thankful for my teammates. I couldn't ask for a better group of guys to be around every day.
Fantastic. Thanking the dog gets you instant points in my book.
I know.
It's fantastic.
Right? Exactly.
The voice of the Blue Jackets on the radio, Bobby Mack, got back to us. As we have been kept away from the rink, there are numerous things that I've found I'm more thankful for. The first of those is family. I've spent way more time with my family than I normally do, especially at this time of year. And I'm thankful for the extra time that I've had with them. I am also thankful for my friends, the bulk of who are the people I work with. Our conversations have been limited to Zoom or on the phone, but the relationships are still strong and mean so much to me. Finally, I'm thankful to have the job that I do and that I get to interact with our fans. They have been so good during all of this. The reaction I've gotten to the interviews and shows I've done during this pandemic have reminded me how passionate our fans are and how much they care. I'm thankful for them and their support of the Blue Jackets. Happy Thanksgiving.
Very nice. And we go from one broadcaster to a former broadcaster, Bill Davidge, of course. Was with the Blue Jackets in several different capacities. At the end, a color commentator for Fox Sports Ohio. He retired a couple of years ago and now lives in Florida and still shoots in the 70s in golf, which is ridiculous. And he provided an audio clip, so you get to hear his voice again, which I think is a nice touch. Let's hear from Bill Davidge.
Courtney, thanks for asking me as far as what I am thankful for at this time. I'm thankful for a lot of things. First of all, that I'm alive. I've had the greatest doctors and the care since I've been diagnosed with my cancer. I live each and every day that it's going to be my last, but I'm feeling better than I felt here in the last 5 years. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my grandkids now that I'm getting a chance to enjoy them through retirement. But with this COVID, it makes you be thankful for really your time and your space and what you're being able to do each and every day. I do miss the Jackets, but I'm thankful to be able to have spent 20 years in Columbus, being able to be part of the greatest game in the world. And now in retirement, I'm playing the second best game in the world, and that's the game of golf. I'm swimming. I'm being able to be healthy. Thankful for our entire family and everything else. And I'm thankful that you remembered who I am and you were able to be able to give me a call and get me on the air. I appreciate that much, Porty.
And of course, we would be remiss if we didn't have words from the legend, Jeff Rimmer, who said, "I am thankful for the opportunity to work for one of the premier organizations in the NHL for the last 17 years. And that, of course, being the Columbus Blue Jackets. Also, I am very thankful for the fact that we are close to having approval of a vaccine that will save thousands upon thousands of lives. People, please stay safe and happy Thanksgiving."
Our next one comes from Blue Jackets assistant coach Brad Shaw. Get this. He has three kids, all of them in different countries right now. So there are some things I think we've been irritated by during this break. Zoom, FaceTime. Sometimes it's hard to figure out how these things work. We should probably just stop and say thank you for these great inventions that have brought so many of us closer together in ways that we could never have imagined. It's like the Jetsons have come to life with some of these technological advances. And Brad Shaw is thankful for that. Here's his message. It's brief, it's succinct, but it's sweet. "I'm thankful for technology and the ability to spend time face-to-face with people we love, especially since our children are in three different countries."
Incredible. That's such a Bradshaw answer, though. I love it.
Isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Of course, also Dave Metzold rounding out our broadcast team here, who shared that he loves this idea, hopefully, as our listeners do too. He thought this was a great idea for a year where it seems that all people have been able to do is complain. But he says, first and most obvious, we're grateful to be healthy, not just regarding COVID, but when you see friends who have been dealt crappy hands, you feel lucky to have your health. Secondly, if I've said it once, I've said it a million times since March. This shutdown has made me extremely thankful for the things I've been able to experience and places I've been able to go because of my job, including the last road stop in Vancouver. More thankful probably now than ever. Finally, because there's no hockey, I've been and will be home for three important birthdays. Kristen's, his wife, my daughter Anna's, and my oldest granddaughter Sadie's. That's been a rare treat. He hopes we're all doing well, and he hopes that we all are able to get back to some degree of normal in the new year.
I think this is, John Tortorella is, of course, beloved. I think the coach in this area that may that was loved most before John Tortorella is Ken Hitchcock, who, of course, led the Blue Jackets to their first playoff berth. Was always so great to deal with. Hitch got back immediately, as he always does. And here's what he had to say. "I am thankful for all the close friends that I have been able to have because of hockey. Because of hockey, I now have friends for life. It's the best feeling a person could have because you can count on terrific people every day."
You know, we'd be remiss if we didn't say how thankful we are to have equally great hockey happening here in Central Ohio at the college level, both for the men and women at Ohio State. And I was able to hear back from the men's coach, Steve Rolick, and here's what he had to say. "I am thankful for the health of my family and the incredible sacrifices that our frontline medical people are making during these challenging times. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone." Well, we would be remiss if we didn't participate in this exercise, Porty.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm afraid I might go on for a while, but go ahead.
You Elsa. Never. I can't imagine. No. No, I certainly, of course, must begin with you, Porty. You're such a great friend. You're such a great colleague. I'm so thankful for you. You have brought so much into my life, and it means a tremendous amount. I am thankful for the opportunity to cover sport. I mean, what a silly job, but what a fun and rewarding experience. So I'm very thankful for that opportunity. And of course, I'm thankful for my friends and family, and so many of my husband and my dear friends have come through the hockey community, and for them, our lives are so much richer. So we are thankful for hockey bringing those people into our lives as well.
Let's turn it over to producer Danielle Chip Lehman. You don't maybe know her voice, or maybe you don't remember the name. We've said it in a lot of episodes, but you certainly know her work. She's the one who makes us sound good, who cuts out all of the errors and helps us through the sometimes embarrassing ad placements. Danielle. Weigh in here. Your thankful thoughts for the people in Blue Jackets land.
Why, thank you. Firstly, I am thankful for the ice time I do get out here in California. I usually can make time like once a week, but it's 1 hour I can be on the ice in net, and it's just a little slice of normalcy I can have during this time. And, you know, stop pucks, have some fun. And sometimes I get a six-year-old going bar down on me, and I get humbled, and it's fun.
You have that.
Yeah. I'll take it. I'm also thankful for the reverse retro Wild Wing jersey because it gave me and my Ducks friends something to talk about because the Ducks have not been on the ice since March. It's a bad jersey. I am thankful for you guys and all the writers I get to work with on a daily basis. It has made this past year, it's helped get through this past year because it's just wonderful working with all you guys, and it's just been great. So thank you.
Awesome. I'm thankful for so much. I mean, I think for me, like for so many, it's been you think back to these last 8 months or whatever it's been. I've lost two aunts. I've lost a brother-in-law. And yet at the same time, I got really good health news yet again regarding our daughter, which is fantastic. We have another year to not panic about that, although I'm sure we will at the end. I'm so incredibly thankful for Allison, for Danielle, and for all the people I work with. It's a wonderful place to work. It's a wonderful job. And it's a job I've been fortunate to do since I was 16 years old in Mount Vernon. And I realize how lucky I am to make all of that happen. The one thing I always tell people, and I think it applies here, is that the difficult thing to remember with this job is that you don't work for the people that you cover. If those are the people you see every day, but you don't work for them. You work for the people out there who read and wait and gather and collect and take in the product that you produce. Those are the people you work for. And I think it's always really beneficial to remind yourself and remember that none of us do what we do if there isn't a you. If you great people, you great Blue Jackets fans, hockey fans, weren't out there passionate about this team, interested in the stories that this team provides to tell just by existing, by playing games, by drafting players, signing players, trading players. If you weren't into it, we'd have nothing to do. And so I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for all of you who are listening to this. I know this isn't a unique podcast. It's a brief podcast, but hopefully you find yourself here at the end of it in a better mood and able to realize the things that you're thankful for. There is so much still going on in this world that's wonderful. I'm hopeful for a better tomorrow. I think we're going to get there. We just have a tough time to go through here for the next few months. Hang in there. Thanks again so much, so much for listening. And we will talk to you in a week or so.